Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
If you're like Leanne and Tiffany, you're here to seek answers, and we have them for you. It's episode 6, season 1 of The Real Housewives of Dallas, Lock and Loaded, starting now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Ooh, very official starting.
Yeah.
Don't you love it?
Yeah. Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the after show for, you know, The Real Housewives of Dallas. And tonight's episode, we have a lot to say, I guess. Let's get into it. Let's start talking. I'm your host, Grant Rutter, and the panel is here.
Yes, I'm Blake V. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
What's up, everyone? I'm Thomas Rulina, and you can find me at Thomas Rulina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
And it's DJ Richie Sky here on Instagram and Twitter at DJ Richie Sky, and on the Snap at Richie Sky.
Well, I've looked forward to doing this panel with y'all all week, so I'm glad to be back. I'm glad that we're all here and ready to get in.
Yes.
So there were tears, there was yelling, screaming, anger, a lot of stuff going down in Dallas. So we have to talk about all the beats. But first, let's talk about, what can we say, Stephanie's family dynamic. Are we feeling Travis more? I know last week we were all kind of okay with Travis. Are we still on that train? What do we think?
I think we got a reminder that, you know, Travis does run the household, so if you're going to get a bracelet, this is how it's
going to
be.
It comes with responsibilities, so, that bracelet. Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of here for it. Later on, she says that this was a huge undertaking for me to do by myself. I'm like, girl, you decorated a room. Like, seriously.
By the way, it was all the same furniture, too.
Like, seriously, like you.
And who was that lady? Didn't she have a lady helping her?
Exactly. Yes. Like, what did you do, really? Like,
I know.
It was so much pressure, girl.
It was all the same furniture.
I think she's forgotten how to work. I think that's
maybe,
what it is.
Yeah.
She's forgotten. And now
I
want to
forget. Can I forget?
I know. What's that like?
I love
like?
That.
Yep. Well, we learned that Travis has bad taste. And last week, we were looking at those samurais in front of the house, and we were like, what the hell? Like, I remember being like, that is just distracting. Well, now we know that's his taste and that she's named them.
Oprah and Gail.
Yeah.
Which is super clever.
And I kind of liked it.
I liked it, too. I also thought that I didn't catch the samurais last week. And when
I didn't either.
At all. And so when she said that, I pictured, like, little, like, lawn gnome size samurai, just like little lawn decorations. And then when they went outside to decorate them, they're like life size.
Yeah,
those are
they're homely.
Listen, later on when she said for Oprah and Gail, I was like, oh my god, like Stephanie really is big time. I'm thinking like she really knows them, and I'm like, what?
I thought it was clever. I liked it.
See, my mom has a mannequin that she dresses up and buys things for, and she's decorative
really?
All types
I'm here
of
for
things.
A mannequin in the house.
Yeah, so I can kind of relate to this.
Does
with,
they
like,
have
you know,
a name?
Planning out the look, but my mother doesn't do crazy things like they did with it. Like her name is Macy. She's from Macy's department store that closed, and she's in full to the floor gowns and all types of accessories.
I'm so
amazing.
Here for your mom.
Yeah, I have all these lights because I did a bunch of shows in my basement and built little studios and stuff. So she'll use the lights that I still have and like shine stuff
like
on
pose
them.
The
and
mannequin.
Pose them, yeah,
I think
for different
so
holidays.
Awesome.
That's great.
So
and now I want a mannequin.
So stuff,
right?
Yeah, and so and a lot of people have them in their homes that they just put their clothes. Like men will have like the busts to put.
Yeah, I've seen those.
So it's not like totally woo-woo crazy, but, you know, she should get into that, getting a mannequin. She can have a lot more fun than those two statues that aren't even malleable. You know, you can't even move them.
Yeah. Stephanie, if you're watching, get a mannequin.
I keep saying to my wife she needs to get a male, you know, to join, but she's like, no, I'm good. She doesn't have to buy a bunch
just
of clothes.
Just the one. Just the one, Grant.
Yes.
That'll do.
That's enough. Yeah, so what else can we say about that? Not much. Brandy, she admits she's still pissed from last week, and who can blame her? She feels alone and upset, and I mean, I think this is like an inevitable bust-up.
Brandy and Brian. Yeah, well, okay, so I don't understand why when they went out to dinner and she said to him, did I do something wrong? And he said, yeah. And then he, like, wouldn't tell her. What did she do? Why wouldn't he say it?
I felt like he didn't want to go there on camera. Like, he... I feel like for having their marital issues play out on TV, I mean, it's kind of awkward for him to just lay everything out there. Who knows, like, how far it could have gone.
Yeah.
So I feel like it wasn't fair to her to not get that answer. Right. But I guess he was just kind of going with how things were going in that moment.
I hate the way he's behaving.
Yeah, just made him look. My thing is, you knew that you were signing up for this, right? Mm-hmm. Would you not aware that you were going to be on camera, like, at any point in time? Like, he had to know that. Like, you have to sign off on that. So I don't really think that it's an excuse. I do feel like you're correct, though. Like, he doesn't want to discuss those issues on camera. But I also feel like, dude, don't do it if you don't want the world to see this.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
You know?
Completely.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I only expect the women to be, like, involved and partake in the drama and stuff like that.
Right.
I want to see the husbands very supportive. That's what I want to see.
We're not even seeing
that. And we're not
we're seeing
all.
It from Carrie's husband.
We are. Okay, that's true.
We're seeing a lot of support.
Dr. Duber.
I'll rant about all that in a minute.
We'll get to that. but the fact that he can't even pretend. Like, I don't care if you hate your wife. Just can't you just pretend and just be like, oh, right? I'm sorry I hurt you. Okay, let's finish dinner. Okay, Oh, so sorry. And then, like, talk about it off camera. I just can't stand being so mean to her on TV.
It's not a good look at all. No, and I hope that the internet drags him for filth. I do. Because that's horrible. You should never treat your wife like that.
No. Mm-hmm.
I know. He has to realize he's doing it on camera. He has to realize that.
Yeah. And she said on this episode that she's never felt more alone in her marriage. And for it to be the one time that all the cameras are following you and this is, like, your time, I mean, it must be hard.
I know. And I'm so tired of seeing her with her kids. I am. Like, just I just need her to do a little bit more outside the house. Like, what else do you do? Because those, you know, like, kids are kids, and they will be kids, and those kids are being kids on television. Does that make sense? Like,
yes, it does.
So I'm just like, how many more episodes I gotta see this?
Yeah.
I kind of want to see her doing something outside of that. She needs something outside of her marriage.
Well, the whole...
Not an affair, but, like... just something to do. You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah. Well, the whole show is one housewife too short, in my opinion. I think they need somebody else.
I agree. Yes. These five housewife shows don't do it for me anymore.
Well, especially because one of them doesn't even do anything.
Exactly.
But before we get into her, let's talk about Marie and her daughter, Sophia, is training, I guess, to be a cheerleader. Her daughter's awfully young. But, I mean, you can cheerlead at any age.
You start young.
You can, at any age. Very young. But still, like, the moves that she was teaching her were a little advanced.
I thought it was cute. I had no problems with it. Richie, what's that look?
I'll get into Marie later.
Okay, I'm glad to be with you on that.
I thought it was cute. I think that it's also cute for her daughter to have, like, the mom's friend who was a Cowboys cheerleader teaching her stuff. Like, that's cute. Yeah. I
think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's way cool.
Brandy continues to remind us that she was a Cowboys cheerleader. It was, like, every first couple of episodes, and now it worked right back to us.
I know, and, like, when Stephanie's son's room was decorated, she's like, why didn't they put a picture of me?
I know, she's like, I would have signed it. Right. I would have signed my name on that photo.
Because that
would have
been appropriate for the kids' room.
I think they should have done it. Why not?
I know, I think it would have been fine.
It would be an easy one. Just, why not?
Blow it up. Yep. Wall size.
It seemed like Brandy was, like, happy and alive, and she was doing this. It was, like, kind of how we were introduced to her. So I liked seeing this scene because it was nice to see her happy.
I prefer that versus her.
She's happiest when she's not around her husband.
I know.
Yeah. Brian just brings her down.
Yeah. Well, in this scene, Marie was sporting an interesting look.
A couple interesting looks.
Yeah.
I thought of the two, and I was like, wait, with the hat or the popcorn?
Yes, this one was the big, like, pearl, double pearl ball necklace. Look, she went, like, golfing. Like, I don't know. She's trying.
Well, what I don't understand is she looks amazing in her interviews. And then when I feel like whenever she comes naturally into the scene, it's like, what did you do?
I completely agree.
It's a costume.
Now that you brought that up, I completely agree. She's beautiful in her.
Marie, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Real life, Marie, it's slightly crazy.
Yeah.
Slightly.
Yeah, my favorite was the decoration she had.
Yes.
On the side.
I don't quite know. That styrofoam flower or whatever that was. I don't. It was kind of weird.
She was like, this is my moment to premiere this.
Yes.
This is it.
Yeah. But she's going for it. And
Thomas, you were saying, like, who walks around their house like
that? Yeah, she literally just has her costumes
so
going.
So on. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was impressive.
I'm not coming in here unless I have everything together.
Me
with my
don't
look.
Like you.
Oh, Marie. Well, Tiffany is finding out that, no, Leanne is finding out that through Tiffany that there's been a lot of texting going on about her that she's been psychoanalyzed. And then we learn that she's been that Leanne has been friends with Marie for 20 plus years. Mm-hmm. I didn't realize they were that long term. But we've seen this before on the show, how these friendships just roll out bad. People get on TV and then they change.
Yeah.
And Marie's introduction to the show for me, I felt like was attached to Leanne.
It was like friend of Leanne's.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That's what I thought. I didn't even think she knew the other ladies very well. She just was kind of like Leanne's sidekick. That's how they made it seem in the first couple episodes.
Well, I just feel
so it doesn't surprise me that they'd been friends for that long.
I love the Tiffany / Leanne like double team. Oh, like I just thought that was like awesome to me. Like so I don't know why I loved it.
Can I please say I want Tiffany as my best friend?
Exactly.
She is like ride or die.
She really, really is.
She takes so it seriously.
She'll come out with printouts of text messages. Oh, now, okay, so
that was the part where I was like, no, you went a little too far. You could have just shown the text messages. Yeah. You didn't have to print this out.
I felt like she was really coming for Marie because Maria is the type of person that's going to be sending text messages to Tiffany like that, I feel like she's kind of testing to see how close and loyal she is to Leanne.
Yeah.
And she literally got burned in flames on camera.
And Tiffany is passing every single friend test.
Yeah.
Like she is just legit across the board. She will not cave. She will not, you know?
Yep.
But I feel like if you're going to go on these shows, like your friendship needs to be that solid.
True.
I know.
She's holding it down. She's good.
I kind of feel like they're like a Kyle, Lisa Vanderpump, like on this season. You know what I'm saying? Where they kind of made an agreement off camera.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to do. We're not going to deviate from that. They will not break us up.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's all Leanne. She's like, just like holding on. Like, this is what you're with me, right? Like, sign a friendship contract, maybe. Let's cover every trope of the Housewives.
But I love it that they seem like actual real friends. Yeah,
they do. Yeah.
I love that.
They really do. You can see the history between them for sure.
So,
and Marie. I was going to bring up Marie. Were you going there?
Yeah, well, I was going to say, when Tiffany's kind of filling Leanne in on the comments, you can see like the water starting to boil a little bit. In Leanne's mind, because she's like not going off the rails yet, but she's like, is she saying that and it's like, okay, all right, here we go,
she's like gathering the ammunition. And when they unleash the information to Marie,
and they go to seek answers.
I love a formal confrontation. I do. Mm-hmm. Especially in Marie's own house.
Literally yelling at this woman in her own house.
And how good was their prayer?
Prayer. Oh, I'd love the prayer. Very appropriate. I thought they were just going to say like a quick prayer, like yes, let's go in as a united front. But no, there was a full service.
Very long and thought out.
Yes.
Full service.
Good for you.
It totally was.
I'm not making fun of that because God knows I pray every day, all day. Yes. But I just think it's
just
it
the
was
whole
funny.
Presentation of it was
exactly the presentation is always
yes. And over it's Housewives. Yeah. I mean, what are we really having to get, all come to Jesus with about? It's a text message. And we read that. We put it on pause. I mean, it was
We examined the text.
Yes.
Yeah. And, okay, so for Marie, I feel very mixed, and this is how I feel. I feel like I agree with her upset in terms of Leanne's behavior. Like, Leanne acted crazy. Was it last week we saw the full thing?
Well, we saw the end of it. Yeah, so it was the last 2 weeks. Last 2 weeks.
And it was her event.
Wasn't a good look.
Yes.
It was her event.
Yeah, and Leanne just, like, lost her mind. She truly did. And so Marie was upset by that, and I agree. Like, I think that was a little uncalled for and a little crazy. Mm-hmm. But the fact that she was texting all of that to Tiffany...
See, that was my thing, too.
That crossed the line.
It's a difference when you are venting amongst friends about another friend, because we all do it.
Yeah, totally.
We all do it, and it's not talking about them, but when you are this, you don't even, you barely know her, so you're going to your friend's friend to talk about your friend. Does that make sense?
Not at all.
And then she lied.
She was shocked that she didn't realize that Tiffany wasn't reciprocating with the conversation,
which is very interesting to me, because there were many messages from Marie. So how many messages was she sending?
I know.
if Tiffany was not engaging.
It was in the moment. You know? We didn't know when those text messages were sent. Maybe it was directly after the party. But I do agree. Like, I feel like if she wanted to be a true friend to Leanne, she should have just went to her and orchestrated a sit-down with her, like, one-on-one. But
yeah, because I feel like I would have done that. Like, if Leanne was my friend and acted crazy, number one, I would be like, are you okay? You lost your mind at this event. Like, are you okay? Number two, why? Why did you lose your mind? That was so uncalled for. Blah, 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 blah. You know what I mean? Direct.
Yeah. I just have to say this. I feel like Marie wants to be on the show.
So, I think she'd be great.
I think she'd be great, too. But I feel I have to strategically... You have to strategically do those types of things to get your way on the show. That's how Brandy got on the show for Beverly Hills. I mean, you kind of have to do certain things like that. But being their friendship for 25 years, I mean, it's kind of tough to throw that away or even jeopardize that to be on the show.
Yeah, because that was a bold move.
Yeah.
Engaging with Tiffany that way.
I just like that when they were about to have this conversation that Leanne had to point out that this could really affect Marie's reputation in the charity world.
I love how that has to keep coming up.
I know.
I'm like, are you upset or what? Or are you just
I thought she was upset about her own reputation.
That's
Leanne.
What I thought. I thought she was saying that she didn't want her reputation to be
tarnished by.
Yeah, that's what
Marie.
I thought she was saying.
Probably.
But what did you guys think about Leanne's blow up? Her moment.
Oh, yes.
Her moment.
Getting the yes.
Okay. It was very entertaining.
Yes.
I'm always here for a Leanne spaz out.
She's wonderful. Like, just to watch her, she's so entertaining. She had like 10 different emotions that she went through, and it was like, ooh.
And a tear was not going to come down.
No, it wasn't. So cold. But that's okay because she switched that emotion real quick. She didn't need a tear.
She said that she wasn't going to allow that bitch to get her upset. But then she said she couldn't catch her breath in the taxi, and she got a free ride. So I'm like, well, hold on. That was when you were walking in bare feet in the street.
I love that she used that to substantiate her claims about how hurt she was.
Yeah.
The cab driver gave me a free ride home. I'm like, girl.
That was giving me major Danielle Staub vibes.
Oh my god, it did.
You know, when it's like, I had diarrhea for a week. It was just these off-camera things that no one can prove that just tries to just make the situation worse.
I really miss Danielle's level of crazy.
I know.
She set it to a whole.
We have a little bit with Leanne, so
we do, a little bit.
It's kind of back a little
bit. Yeah, a little bit. Shades of
a taste of it.
Yeah. So she is pissed as hell. And that gif has been out there for a while. It's out there. And but she was not going to have a mental breakdown, but she was close or something like that. Like something like very dramatic.
But she was damn pissed.
But then she doesn't do her. And you have to be like in her life for over 25 years to be her. It's a good thing Marie was only in for 20.
I said the same thing. I was like, damn it, those 5 years. She just missed it.
She just missed the window.
So, but I don't understand because she says she doesn't do hurt, but like she was hurt.
She's been hurt every episode.
So I don't understand. I don't think she knows what she feels.
I feel because they have a long-standing friendship, I feel like Leanne could have went there deeper with Marie. I mean, some of the things that she was saying were really insane. Like the, you know, what, that she was acting like a 14-year-old or something like along those lines of that.
That was beyond venting, I feel like. That was actually...
Yeah, that was going there.
Like mean. Yeah, like attacking.
Yeah. Leanne says that she wants to throw up and that... And then Marie kind of just clams up. And then they said, like, oh, no, Marie was like, yeah, I don't talk to Brandy about you. And then they cut to the clip.
I know. I was like, liar.
Yeah, it was like flip-flop vibes.
Yep.
Bad.
Brandy, yep.
Literally.
Literally.
So Marie, I don't like what she did by saying, you know what, like, you know, I was concerned for you. And this was, I was like, you know, just thinking it and reaching out about, you know, your behavior. And I just was worried about you. None of that was true.
I'm like, you don't know that this is going to get replayed, right?
That's what happens when you get caught texting about somebody.
Right.
I feel like at that point...
Don't do it with Tiffany. She will print out those texts.
Yeah. Okay.
She will save the screenshots.
You can tell she went into Word and like dragged them in because they were like multiples on one sheet. I'm like, oh,
it's
I wish I had the time. She's the greatest friend.
How do you do that? Like, I've never printed out a text message. Like, I don't even know how that works. So you have to. What do you do?
Screenshots.
She knows.
Yes. She did it. She had the evidence. These ladies are ready for a reunion.
Literally already.
They've got the evidence ready to go.
Pre-screened. Well, if we've learned nothing from a reunion, you need to print out your evidence.
And you need to have your phone ready, too.
You do.
Well, before we get into date night, do you want to say anything about Carrie and her photo shoot? Because I don't.
Yes, let's.
You know,
I have things to say.
First off, I will say that I, for some reason, like her husband. I think that he is quite awesome for her. Because she obviously doesn't want to do any of that stuff. Like, yeah. Him in the shop, and he does it for her. Mm-hmm. They have the great marriage. I don't know.
I like them. I have no problems with them. I like Carrie. I like them. I think they have a great relationship. I think it's amazing that he picks out all her fashions.
Yeah.
I would, like, die to have that be happening in my life. Yeah, just picking out these very expensive things for my life.
Wait, why is it that you don't... You don't like Carrie again?
It's cool for the first introductory scene, but we've seen it now 6 and 7 times. She hasn't brought anything to the show.
Like
she
Brandy
doesn't take.
And the kids.
She doesn't have any scenes with anybody else. She doesn't have a storyline. We've seen the husband. We like. Then we had to have a follow up scene to the photo shoot. It was like, all right, well, what else do you have for us? Like, what? Yeah. Why are you here?
Yeah.
But Marie has more going on. She's not standing there with her hand on her hip or whatever, or the star, you know?
I think that they need to continue to mix it up with each other a bit more. There needs to be more events or something needs to happen where they can mix it up. Mm-hmm. It's just a lot of that.
Yeah. I don't hate the woman. I just don't see her having a place in the show.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, wait, I'm still waiting.
Every week that you watch it, we get the vibe that we're expecting. It's like nothing changes. I get
expecting more.
Yeah, you know, I want more interaction, just like you were saying. Yeah. That's it. I just want her to, like, carry her weight in the show. But anyway, that's it. So what else can we say? We can go to this sad and just lousy date night. I mean, my God, what a terrible existence.
Oh, yeah. It was really hard to watch.
You know what I did like on this episode, though, is last week when we were talking, I was saying how she needs to get a housewife involved to help her out.
Yeah.
And with Stephanie giving her input, I mean, now I feel like we're in this. Like, she's saying, okay, this is what you need to do to get your relationship going. And that's what I appreciated from this episode for sure.
True, yeah. You did mention that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. I know. Well, she needed something. She needed some sort of... intervention. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's hard because she says Brian doesn't like confrontation and like clearly he got up and left her at the dinner table. Like the whole thing was
I just hated rough. I'm sorry that I now know that Brian eats his toenails.
That was the most.
Brandy, stop it. I'm tired of hearing like these gross things about
this is what we don't need.
I don't want to see any more of that from Brandy. I'm sorry.
It was like
bullets
of what he does wrong at home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of don't blame her. She needed to drop some bombs to
the balance.
Snap some sense into him.
That's how she gets even, I guess. That's how she gets even, but that's also who she's married to. So she's not looking amazing either by saying all these things.
Exactly.
You know, I mean...
TMI.
It's not like it's like, oh, my ex-husband, and I'm going to relinquish all these things my ex-husband did, and then it's like, you know, I'm not in that world anymore. But no, it's still your children's father.
Exactly.
But whatever. They sat across from each other, and he just let her talk at the beginning, and she was just like willing to do all this work. She wants more time with him.
Seems so nervous.
Yeah. She nervous rambled.
Yeah.
Her whole delivery of what she wanted was scared almost.
Exactly. Yeah.
He just stared at her blankly, and then
I just wanted her to say, you know what, I just want to spend more time with you.
Yeah.
Yep.
End it. Like, sometimes the less you say, like, and you can say it clearer.
Less
and
is more.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
Just say what you need to say, girl.
Because it's like...
Write it down. Yep. Print it out.
Print it out.
It's true, because you package the message that's this big with all these words and all these emotions and feelings and trying to get to the point. And then he's not going to dig... The guys aren't going to dig that deep, Brandy. They're not going to do it.
No.
So he is like, he said, I just wrote a few things down just to like speak to his character. So he's not giving her enough attention. And he's like, seriously? I'm not really? And then,
he kept responding with, seriously?
Yeah.
And it was driving me nuts.
It was like the most condescending thing. Yeah. So Brandy wants him to show that he cares about her and that she feels unloved. And then, like, he's just like, oh, really? You're going to cry now? Oh, really? Seriously?
Listen.
Wow.
Yeah. To me, that was the worst. Well, no, that wasn't the worst moment. But that was...
It's bad.
Like, was... How can... I cannot resist anybody that's crying. Like, I can't... Mm-hmm. You can't be mean to that person at that point. It's like, how do you not even respond to your wife crying?
Yeah.
Or walk over the table, comfort her, do anything.
At least something to be empathetic to how she's feeling. I just didn't get that.
Yeah. Got up and left.
Yeah.
That's how he wanted to deal with it.
Yeah.
Bad. Very bad.
And then he just said, okay, dude, I'm done. Dude?
Yeah. Really? Yes. Really? Richie, thank you.
Dude, is that what you said?
When they walked in, it seemed like they were...
Hashtag love letters?
Do we have a live read?
We do.
I'm not sure. When they walked in, they looked like brother and sister, because they were like the distance, the whole door situation, and then when they sat down at the table, it was like, okay, great. When they sat down at the table, it was like they were just like he was looking in different directions. Yeah. It just seemed like this was not a married couple.
Yeah, yeah.
It was just the body language.
Yeah, it was awful.
Yeah, really awkward. And okay. Do we know how long they've been together? Because they said they've been high school sweethearts, so it's got to be...
See, I confuse her with...
What, 30
years?
I confuse her, 15 years? Seven,
I confuse her with Stephanie and Travis, because I think Stephanie and Travis have been together for 8 years married. So I don't know.
I think they've been together longer, right?
Yeah, well, because they're since high school. Yeah, I don't know the marriage time.
I think it's longer. They just, they don't seem like they communicate like people who've known each other that long.
Yeah, it's so disconnected.
Yeah, like when you know someone that long, you just speak to them so much more fluidly.
But I feel like when relationships are strained... You don't speak to them like you know them after a while. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because have you ever been in a relationship and you're just kind of over it and you're like, I'm just holding on because I don't feel like breaking up and dealing with the aftermath?
That's why I'm not in
so, yes, exactly. So I feel like that's what's going on right now. You know what I mean? So I can understand it, but it's like, dude, you're on television. Show some sympathy.
Yeah. See, that's like
rough.
Yeah, that's what I fear. That's why I don't go into these relationships. I know that they're gonna end badly.
I know, that's my thing too. I'm like, I just know how this plays out.
I know. Yeah.
Guys, that's really sad.
I know. Okay,
really
well.
Sad.
All good. Well, let's take a look at some news and gossip.
Let's do it.
Let's do awesome.
It. We've all got a little something to share.
Yes.
So let's get into it.
So Stephanie Hallman sat down with ET and she said she's not used to becoming recognized. She says she started therapy with her husband before starting the show. She says that they made the choice before reality TV was in her life. And she says she doesn't consider herself a celebrity. People feel like they know you, she says. Like, I ran into these girls in the bathroom. One of them was like, I love you on the show. Do you like want to talk about poop? No, we don't have to talk about poop. It's fine. It's really cute. They think they're like, you know, your girlfriend. It's really fun. That's my Stephanie in voice.
I thought she was here. Was that a clip for the show?
I know.
That was great.
She talks about her decision to join the show with the support of Travis, her husband of 8 years. My husband, Travis, is amazing. Whenever I was approached to do the show, I did not think I could do it. He was like, give yourself permission to, you know, like, try something new, be yourself. And the worst thing that happens is that you don't go back for season 2. So... That's
which,
Stephanie.
If he said that, that's wonderful.
I feel like he did say that.
Yeah. That's why I noted that, because I was like, it's supportive.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Something
very supportive. I love that. You go, Travis.
Well, and he's been showing up, and like, even if he's had some, really, I think the reasons why we dislike him so much is because of the stuff Stephanie says, how he like
in
makes her do all the big things. But he's coming around. He's
but
showing
I think
some
she
good
needs
signs.
Some chores to do. I do. I do think she needs some chores to do. Just to, you know, make her appreciate the life that she has.
Yeah, fair.
Yeah,
that's
these
fair.
Women, these women need to do something outside of the house.
Yeah.
Every scene.
In the house.
It's every true. Scene.
Well, they are housewives.
Let's take a look at this one. Huffington Post sat down with Carrie and asked, why did you want to join the show? Carrie says, I'll try anything once in life. The more risks you take, the higher the reward.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like the show wasn't something on my bucket list, but once it was presented to me, I couldn't turn it down. It's not like Bravo comes knocking at your door every day.
That's true.
I think that's totally true.
Yeah.
Right? That's
but we're seeing a little bit more of relaxed. I feel like she's not putting enough gas on the pedal. Like, Bravo doesn't come every day knocking on your door, but you do have to produce something to be a permanent member of the show.
They might not come again.
Yeah, so...
I wonder how... Like, whose doors do they come knocking to?
I know, right?
Will they come to my door one day?
Please come and knock on my door. I'm ready for Bravo.
I would love to know how they gather these people. Okay, so back to Brandy and Brian. According to Romper.com, they had something to say about Brandy and Brian's net worth, or Brian's net worth. Brandy's by extension.
Yes.
So his net worth is at an estimated $3.5 million, which... is just an estimation. It's not an exact number, but not bad for small town family cheerleader, right?
You can get a lot of money. I mean, a lot for your money, you know, in Dallas.
So much more in Dallas. It's like incredible. Brian. Okay, so we were wondering about this earlier too, but apparently Brian has earned his fortune by becoming the head of acquisitions and one of the founding principals of the company Suntex. And we were wondering what he did.
Yeah.
And so with this position, he focuses on real estate development in places like Mexico and the Caribbean.
There's
so
the
that's
travel.
Why he's traveling.
There we go.
So I will say something. I did empathize with him slightly because when you travel that much, like when he described his schedule, it is really exhausting. Yeah. So yeah. I can somewhat understand his ill temper, but still, he needs to
get it together, yeah.
balance right. it out.
Yes,
I agree. Well, according to StarPlus.com, all different sources here at AfterBuzz, The Real Housewives of Dallas has not been renewed for season 2, but that's as of right now. That, you know, that's no reason to tune out. Yes, yes, The Real Housewives of Potomac, that show, didn't get renewed until the reunion had aired, so it's also possible that Bravo wants to see the same deal with Dallas. One person did reach out to Brandy on Twitter and asked if she would wanted to return to the show if she had signed on for a second season, and she replied saying that she has not and is not sure what the future has in store, so we just do not know.
I'd be gun shy if I was her, too. Mm-hmm. About a second season, Brandy.
Yeah, we need her though
because
I feel like she's a good
cast member.
Every show has staples, and I feel like her and Leanne are, for good or for worse, they're staples on the show.
Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
True.
And then, according to E, E has named Leanne the baddest housewife on TV, a title I only wish I could get.
I saw that on her Instagram.
They named
her the video and everything. Yeah.
They named her the baddest housewife on TV, and they had a whole clip package put together. I think she pinned it on her Twitter, so if you want to see the video, it's quite entertaining. The
she posted it.
Bo Whitby is in there.
On her...
She posted it on her Instagram,
check that out.
Too.
I'm here for it.
Yeah.
She's so, staying.
Yeah,
of course.
Oh,
it has been the Leanne show all season.
Yes.
I'm so glad they gave her that title because this show needs press.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
this show needs like, you know, these women should be in our studio talking about the show. I'm just saying,
every show, ladies.
Yes,
they need to
get on over
and
here.
Last week, I did tease that we were gonna have a call this week, but that person couldn't make it either. So we're all kind of looking at you.
Oh my god,
Dallas.
They couldn't even call.
Yeah,
we're all looking at you. We're all here, ready to go. The lines are good. So just saying. If you want your show to stay on, just saying. No, all good. But that'll do it for the news and gossip. Now let's talk about some predictions. What do we want to say?
Okay, so one thing that was noticeably... Sorry, after Buzz and Buzz got a little excited.
Yes, Big Brother's talking.
One thing that was missing for me in the little predictions montage, or not the predictions, but sort of the advance montage, for next episode, was not coming back to Brandy and Brian. Like, they left us hanging at the dinner table. Mm-hmm. I need some resolve. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
what?
So
totally. That was the resolve. He walked out of the scene. He said,
"I'm just not going to talk about it until the reunion."
He's not showing up.
That would drive
me
nuts.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah. He'll be traveling.
So even though they didn't tease it, I'm hoping they say something about it.
She'll probably recap it, what I noticed in her blog, even from his poor behavior from last week, she kind of covered up for him in her blog.
I knew she would.
I was like, girl, just call it like it is. That's what happened. I mean, if he was a jerk, he was a jerk.
Yep. I know, you can't say one thing at the next episode and then in a short blog write something different.
Yeah, and make it seem so cheery and kind of almost, she almost kind of glossed over it. Like, it wasn't that big of a deal. And I'm like, girl, we watching the same show?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah.
And the only thing I can say in their defense is that they mentioned something when they sat down for that date night. They said, like, cheers to a good summer. So does that mean they shot this a year ago?
That's what I was thinking. I was
was
this in April of last year?
So a lot can happen.
Year.
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
That was a long time ago.
This show's been in development for a while.
So much has happened in a year.
And all that.
Yeah.
So yeah, a lot can happen. So that's maybe she's like, I don't want to like open up old wounds. Maybe she's like, you know what? Like, he did suck in that moment, but at this point, like, you know, we're just going to kind of treat it like the past. Maybe that's how she looked at it.
I mean, that could be. Because imagine what happened in your life a year ago if it's just now coming to people's lives.
Yeah.
A lot does change in a year. So,
God. And they're all clearly still together.
Yeah.
And who knows? Maybe this pushed them to get therapy, or maybe he realized his behavior was so bad and he was going to see it and he changed. Yeah. I mean, who knows? You know, a lot of things could have changed.
Major things happen in a year. I'm thinking where I was a year ago, and it's like, if someone recorded me a year ago, I wouldn't be able to talk.
Be horrified.
I want some more Marie scenes for the remaining time we're here, because
I
really want to know more about her. I want to see more interaction with the cast.
I want to see her in the credits.
I'm
here for it.
Do we like Marie, or are we all more like, oh, she's an instigator?
I like her for the show.
Okay.
Yeah.
Me too.
I think she adds another dynamic to the show. I mean, she's obviously well off. I feel like she's, you know, very tied into that group of friends. And I'm like, well, why wouldn't you guys? She's caused a major, rift, I think. So it's like, why isn't she more present?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's almost the people there now. I think
doing more than Carrie, right?
Which was an interesting move, I think, on Bravo's part to not make her a wife.
Yeah,
I mean, she is tied in. She's very good friends with Leanne of many years, and just seems like she would just fit right in.
I feel like they're doing what they did with Brandy on Beverly Hills. It's like, bring her in, get her friends with one of the people, and then she becomes, you know, one of the main people. I feel like that's what's going to end up happening to her, because at this point, we're talking about her the entire after show.
Yeah.
So she she has to be on the show next season. Yeah. Bravo.
Yes. Well, it looks like next week something's going to... Some woman is coming in with a bunch of dirt on Carrie and her husband, and she seems very happy
to tell
it.
Isn't that the same woman from before when Leanne went to her house, when Leanne had that bun on her head, and she went to her house, and they sat down, and we couldn't tell the dog from the couch, and then they had the champagne?
And that was the woman who was like the queen of charity. She had some title. Like she was like the ambassador of charitable health.
She's like the Victoria Gotti of the charity world. You know what I mean?
I love anyone that comes on here and isn't afraid to just spill it, like Kim G on Real Housewives of New Jersey.
Oh, my God, yes. I live for some Kim G Andy.
Yeah. So, like, I need more of that. Like, people who are just, like, I'm mic'd up on the show, like, let's go.
What are we doing today?
Let's play. Like, I love that. That's what this show needs.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So. That's my opinion anyway. So what can we say? That'll do it for us. Nothing else to say, right? All right, well.
We said it all.
You can always keep the conversation going with any one of us. You can find us all on Twitter and multiple social media platforms. Richie, where can we find you?
You can stalk me online at DJ Richie Sky on Twitter and Instagram, and on the Snap at Richie Sky.
You guys can find me at Thomas Rilina on Instagram, Snapchat, Twitter, and Facebook.
And I'm Blake V. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Blake V Media.
And you guys can find me over on Twitter at grants_rants. And a new episode of my podcast came out today with Allison Dean, of all people, friend of ours. And you can find that everywhere. Just search Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. You can find it online, on iTunes, all that good stuff. So check us out. Leave us some comments below. Give us a thumbs up. And check us out next week for The Real Housewives of Dallas. That'll do it for us.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.